The importance of obedience. Subtle, dangerous temptations will come to the physicians who believe the truth for these last days. That which would be condemned in a worker of another class is supposed to be admissible in a physician. Thus, a multitude of sins are covered up, sins which are registered in the books of heaven as a departure from Bible principles. These temptations the physician may resist if he understands his peril and stands fast by his Savior. If true to the Word of God, we are on the side of Christ, on the side of the loyal, holy angels. We stand under the shield of omnipotence. Of whom, then, should we be afraid? There are those who cannot appreciate the gospel of Christ sufficiently to practice it in every line of their work. These will criticize. Those who are superficial and selfish do not know God or Jesus Christ by an experimental knowledge, and they are always faithless. In their eyes, small obstructions appear as mountains. There is always a lion in the way. The Lord requires truth in the inward parts. He will give the Holy Spirit to all who ask Him in faith. He calls for men to act as gospel ministers, to act as physicians, whom no flattery can cause to swerve from the truth. Ministers and doctors are to be under the rule of God. He in whose heart the Spirit of God bears rule will follow the example of Christ. The life, the character, will be so Christ-like that it will roll back the unjust reproach from the pure truth of Christ. There must be no failure in God's work. Every thought, every plan must be in harmony with God's expressed will. He is our Creator, our Redeemer, our Counselor. He is to be the first and last and best in everything. In obedience to the commandments of God, the soul will receive the best of everything. Every blessing may be enjoyed with the favor of God when heart, mind, and life are consecrated to His service. If men would accept Christ and see the binding claims of the law of God, they would not take a neutral position, but would stand out in full confidence and say, "The Lord is my helper. He is the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, is the supreme and everlasting good." Thus they would secure for themselves the grand promises of God. This is an individual work. Every worker in God's cause should strive to become more and more efficient. There must be no careless disregard of God's expressed will. The laborer, together with God, must live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Let us individually draw nigh to the mount, that we may understand what the Lord commands, and then obey.